The Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 33, Haridas Thakur, Episode 8, Introduction to Chaitanya Bhagavat. When it comes to chanting, the topmost devotee is Srila Haridas Thakur, and it was he who propagated the supreme truth about the holy name. Haridas Thakur preached as well as practiced chanting the holy name. Hence, Haridas Thakur is the Acharya of the holy name, or the Nama Acharya. Whoever chants Krishna's name, following in Srila Haridas Thakur's footsteps, will achieve the highest perfection from that kind of chanting. At that time, the entire world was devoid of spiritual practice, for everyone was attached to insignificant sense gratification. Even those who recited or heard Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam never engaged in Sankirtan. The devotees at that time performed kirtan among themselves while simply clapping their hands, and yet people still criticized the devotees. They would say, "Why are they chanting so loudly? I myself am the Supreme Brahman. Within me sits the Absolute Truth. So where is the difference between master and servant?" They loudly chant the name of Hari just to attract attention for collecting alms. We should thus break their doors and houses. Hearing all of this, the devotees felt great distress. They could not even find anyone qualified to speak with. The devotees saw the entire world as devoid of devotional service, so they prayed to Krishna in great distress. And so it was at that time Haridas Thakur arrived in Navadvip. Haridas Thakur was the personification of pure devotion to Lord Vishnu. Now, please hear the topics of Srila Haridas Thakur, for by hearing this narration, one certainly attains Krishna. Thakur Haridas appeared in the village of Budana, and as a result, that province is filled with kirtan even today. After residing there for some time, Haridas Thakur came to the bank of the Ganges at Fulia, near Shantipur. Upon obtaining the association of Haridas, Advaita Acharya roared in unlimited ecstasy. Similarly, in the association of Advaita Prabhu, Thakur Haridas floated in the waves of the ocean of Krishna consciousness. Haridas would continually wander on the banks of the Ganges while loudly chanting the names of Krishna. Haridas was most renounced in the matter of material enjoyment, and his mouth was always beautified with the chanting of Lord Krishna's holy names. Thakur Haridas did not give up chanting the names of Govinda for even a moment, and as a result, Haridas Thakur was constantly manifesting various ecstatic symptoms. Sometimes Haridas Thakur danced alone, and sometimes he roared like a madman. Sometimes Haridas cried loudly, and sometimes Thakur Haridas laughed loudly. Sometimes he roared loudly, and sometimes Haridas fell to the ground unconscious. Sometimes Thakur Haridas would utter some unnatural sounds, for which Haridas Thakur would later give some profound meaning. Haridas thus manifests all the different ecstatic symptoms like crying, hair standing on end, laughing, losing consciousness, and perspiring. As soon as Haridas Thakur began to dance, the symptoms would all manifest in his body. The entire body of Haridas Thakur thus became wet, as tears of love flowed from his eyes. Even staunch atheists would offer Haridas Thakur their respects. Why, even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva were satisfied to see the wonderful manifestation of Haridas Thakur's hair standing on end. All the Brahmanas of Phuliya were thus overwhelmed upon seeing Haridas Thakur. And while Haridas Prabhu resided in Phuliya, everyone there developed great faith in him. Haridas Thakur would regularly take bath in the Ganges and then loudly chant the names of Lord Hari while wandering about. And thus ends the further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 33, Haridas Thakur, Episode 8, Introduction to Chaitanya Bhagavat, recorded October 21, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the ISKCON Founder Acharya. Om Tat Sat.